For every kid who loves to laugh, especially Benjamin, Addison, Olivia, Dustin, Annabelle, and Georgia. 1. This story starts in a hospital, but don't freak out. No one died, no one almost died, and there was no blood. Okay, there was a little blood. It was because I got a nosebleed, but I get those all the time, and that's not why I woke up in the hospital on this particular afternoon. So, why I woke up in the hospital was because there was an episode at school. And by episode, I mean I passed out and hit the floor. Hard. Obviously, since I was the one who passed out, I didn't see what happened. But if you believe the rumors, any of the following may or may not have happened in the hallway. My eyes rolled back in my head. I drooled. I spit. I foamed at the mouth. I hit the ground and released a perfect spit bubble that floated up and popped on the ceiling. I convulsed on the floor. I bit my tongue off. I flopped around like a fish. I flopped around like a seal. I waved my arms like a beetle on its back. I peed in my pants. I didn't pee in my pants, but it looked like I peed in my pants because Janice Hickenlooper was standing next to me when it happened, and she was holding an apple juice box, because she's always holding one, and she freaked when she saw me hit the ground, squeezed her juice box, and squirted it all over my pants, making it look like I peed in my pants. But again, I wasn't exactly conscious, so I don't know what the real story is. The way my life goes, I'm pretty sure a video of it will appear on YouTube any moment. The very last thing I remember is leaving the library, taking the scenic route to my classroom. I took the long way because I don't like walking by the gym. I remember seeing Billy Thompson coming in the opposite direction with his band of thugs. I stopped suddenly when I saw them. Billy Thompson is my arch nemesis. The Lord Voldemort to my Harry Potter, the Tom to my Jerry, the Lex Luthor to my Superman, the Captain Hook to my Peter Pan, the walnuts to my brownies. I'm allergic to all nuts, but walnuts especially. And seriously, it makes no sense to add them to brownies anyway. They're perfect just the way they are. Billy is the biggest bully in fourth grade. When I say biggest, I mean literally the biggest, because he is already 5'7" tall, which means he's almost a foot and a half taller than the shortest boy in our class, who is, you guessed it, me. Billy's greatest hits are as follows. Put a frog in Ms. Perriott's purse. Set loose a few crabs in the girls' locker room. Pulled the fire alarm to get out of taking a test. Filled Pickles McGrew's locker with oyster crackers. Bet you thought I was going to say pickles, didn't you? It's the obvious choice, I know, but trust me, Billy Thompson is not the brightest flame in the chandelier. Stuck a slice of cafeteria pepperoni pizza on the ceiling of the teacher's lounge. But best of all, he stole the chalk machine we used to line the soccer field and wrote, "Billy Thompson is a bad butt," across the parking lot. Only he used the other word for butt that, if I use, I'll get grounded for. Now, Grady, the school janitor, is always the first one to school, so when he parked in his spot, he covered up the word that rhymes with glass. It just read, "Billy Thompson is a bad." Don't even get me started on how dumb it is that he signed his own name, but that's Billy for you. As for all the things he did to make my life miserable, I don't even want to go there, because it makes my stomach hurt just thinking about it. But if you think he's above putting a can of baked beans down the back of my pants, you'd be wrong. The Benji Benji Bean Butt song became so popular, the girls made up a jump rope routine to it. So, I break all the records for missing the most school every year because I'm sick, and Billy Thompson breaks all the records for missing the most school every year because he gets suspended a lot. To be fair, he pretty much spends his school days being a troublemaker in general, and whoever happens to be nearby is collateral damage. But he has told me on several occasions I'm his favorite. Once I tried to explain to him that it's not very sporting of him to go after the weakest kid in the class, and I gave him that whole shooting fish in a barrel metaphor. But he didn't understand what I was talking about. So then I had to draw a diagram of what I was talking about. You know, how it's just too easy to shoot the fish because they're all bunched up at the bottom of the barrel. He just stared at me with his mouth hanging open. Clearly, he didn't get it. And then I had to spend the rest of the day worrying that I'd just sentenced a lot of innocent fish to a not-so-nice ending. Some people use words, and I guess others use baked beans.